Hey y'all, welcome to Let's Talk, a daily devotional that Bible Fellowship Church offers to you Monday through Friday. Today we will talk about living out obedience to God. This is part four of our series. I'd like to recommend that if you missed any of the other parts of this series, that you go back and listen. Obedience, as we know, is a lifetime learning process. It's not something that most of us learn quickly, even when there is a wooden spoon involved. We know that it takes time and it takes correction in order to learn obedience. We all struggle with temptation. Even Christians who seem to have it all together and seem to be obedient in every way still deal with temptation. Even Jesus dealt with temptation. But thanks be to God and His Word that gives us direction. We can have victory over temptation. How can we get that victory over sin? First, we need to discover sources and causes of temptation. So we need to look within ourselves, pray, and ask God to reveal that. In Matthew 4, 1 through 3, it says, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, 'If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread.'" Well, we all know that hunger is a temptation to us. Sometimes we're tempted even when we're not hungry, just by the aroma or the look of food. But there's many other things that tempt us. But in this particular set of verses, who was the tempter here? The tempter was Satan. He was tempting God to tempting Jesus. Said, if you are the son of this God that you say, why don't you just turn those rocks into loaves of bread? Then you won't be hungry anymore. But we know this too, that God is never the tempter. In James 1:13, it says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. So what do you think causes us to be drawn to temptation? Let's read the very next verse in James 1, where it says, "But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire." So here we go. We're going to look within ourselves to where temptation comes from. The way we get lured in is for things that we are searching for or that we desire, that we want, and we're looking for, and we get tempted by those things. Let's look at this example in Joshua. Joshua 7, 20 through 21 says, "And Achan answered Joshua, 'Truly, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I did. When I saw among the spoil a beautiful cloak from Shinar, and 200 shekels of silver, and a bar of gold weighing 50 shekels, then I coveted them and took them. And see, they are hidden in the earth inside my tent with a silver underneath." So what was the process here of Achan's disobedience? First, he saw something that got his attention. He saw something beautiful, a cloak that just got his attention. And then he started wanting it. He coveted that coat and the silver and the gold. Those things caught his eye, and he could not forget about them. He wanted them so bad. So what did he do then? He let that take over, and then he went and took what was not his. He stole it because he wanted it so bad, and the temptation overcame him, and he gave in to it. At what point can a Christian prevent being tempted? First of all, we're going to be tempted, but we need to recognize when that temptation comes. When the Holy Spirit prompts us that what we're being tempted by is going against what God's desire for us is, our desire going against God's desire, we should turn away from it and turn away from that temptation so we won't be like Achan and we won't continue to covet that and in the end steal it or take it or go against what God's plan is for us, what He wants us to do. Remember, the Holy Spirit is our helper. Listen to Him. When we are prompted in our minds that something is wrong, that's probably the Holy Spirit telling you, stop, turn away, turn around, get away from it. What can we learn from Achan's disobedience? We can learn from him to not let sin run its course. Don't go through the full process. Immediately when you recognize your sin, turn away from it. Don't let the desires take over and the covetousness take over. And then it just one sin leads to another till you're overcome with it. Stop it in the beginning. Nip it in the bud. Sin is breaking God's law, knowing to do good and preferring to do it our own way. So that we need to look for what God's desire for us is instead of what our desire is. Sin is giving in to temptation, allowing it to lure us and then saying yes to the temptation and actually doing or continuing to think the sinful act. Don't do that. Stop. Turn away. Ask God to help you. He will. When you have the Holy Spirit living in you, you have the power of the Holy Spirit living in you, and you can stop that temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it." Are the temptations that we face different or more difficult than those that others face? No, absolutely not. We all have our temptations. Even Jesus was tempted. What does God provide when you are tempted? He provides an escape. He gives us hope. He gives us power in Him to turn away from that temptation. Remember this verse in 1 Corinthians 10:13, when you're being tempted, turn to it, read it, dwell on it, hide it in your heart so that you will be able to resist temptation. Known and unconfessed sin grieves God. Although sin does not change God's love, it does cause a break in our fellowship with Him. So what do we want to do during this time? We want to keep that fellowship with God. We want to immediately recognize that He's tapping us on the shoulder and says, what you're doing is wrong. That temptation is wrong. Turn away from it. We need to listen. In 1 John 1:9, we're told to confess sin to God. So the first thing we should do when we recognize it is confess. Yes, God, I see that this is tempting me. Please help me turn away from it. Why is it important for us to confess sin to God? Because when we do, He forgives us. And that brokenness in our fellowship with Him is healed. Remember in Psalm 32:5, where David prays and confesses his sin to God and God forgave him, God will do the same for us. Proverbs 4:13-15 gives us practical ways that we can avoid temptation that leads us to disobedience. Don't go where you know you will be tempted. Turn away from temptation. Hold on to the instructions that God has given us in His Word to be obedient. We have all the tools we need. We just need to use them. James 4:7 says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Two steps will help you walk in victory. Submit to God. Give up your will for God's will. Resist the devil. Use the power of God living in you for the victory. Let's admit together today that our dependence on self instead of God leads us down a dangerous road. We tend to put our thinking before what God's plan is for us. The challenge this week is to ask God to change our hearts to His way of thinking and ask Him to forgive us for trying to stand alone, which causes us to be disobedient to Him. Let's start 2025 with a commitment to put God first in every part of our life. May God bless you always and in all ways.